Around the Grounds. Sydney veteran Ted Richards.
Five past eight, RSN 927 Sports Heaven. You're with Michael Christian and Mick McGuan, and great to have Ted Richards, our regular from the Sydney Swans, with us on the line. G'day, Ted.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Going really well, thanks, mate. Now, before we get into your disappointment of the loss against Adelaide, we did give you an assignment last week when we spoke to you, and I suggested that the 50-metre line at the SCG wasn't quite 50 metres. We gave you the homework to go and get the tape measure and just measure it out, mate. What did you come up with?
Well, I thought this might have been the first item on the agenda. So I had a look on Google, and all I could find is stuff from 2012 where there was a difference of about 10 metres between the MCG and the SCG. But the 50-metre arcs are 50 metres. And I know that when we got the new stand built, I think in 2013, extended a bit, so I can't give you an exact. I need another week.
All right. Well, you've got another week. The dog ate your homework, so you've got another week, mate. All right.
All right. Thanks.
No worries.
If you're in the Australian cricket team, mate, you'd be dumped from the side this week because you didn't do your homework. Mickey Arthur.
Now tell us about the big game matchup against Adelaide. Gee, it was a good game of footy, Ted. It was tight.
Yeah, a lot of people have been saying that, and it was pretty high-pressure game, and they pulled away from us at times. We were able to crawl back, and I think at three-quarter time, we were even up by one or two points. And, to their credit, they pulled away again, and we just couldn't get them in the last few minutes.
It was unbelievable watching. Just the pressure was at its highest. Teddy, did you sense that out there, that this was the highest-pressured game that your boys had been involved in to this point?
Yeah, this was our high pressure game so far this year. They've got a real atmosphere there too, which kind of added to it with 50,000 Crows fans. It was good conditions, maybe a bit squirrely. So most of the skills, hitting targets, guys are kicking goals. You really have to take your chances when you got the opportunity, because more often than not, if you didn't make the most, it went down the other end and there'd be a goal. So, we picked up, and we did speak about it this week, the fact that, you know, it was a high-pressure game, and it was a good game for us we've got West Coast this week.
Teddy, they're a great forward line, aren't they? Eddie Betts, Tom Lynch, Taylor Walker, Josh Jenkins, they kicked 10 of their 16 goals. How hard was it out there to play against that group?
Yeah, the forward lines that are hard to play on have the options. They're not predictable. You can't just shut one down and shut their whole forward line down. And you think about the gun teams over the years, they've always had a lot of options up forward. And even when, you know, one of those guys might be off having a rest, they've still got three genuine guns out there. And Eddie does his thing, and the tall guys do their thing.
Let's talk about your forward line. You'd be happy with the form of Buddy Franklin to this point. He's been super consistent, kicking four goals in every game to this point.
Yeah, it's been great. And I don't think a lot of people are kind of speaking about how unselfish he's been too. He's he probably was within his right to have a couple of extra shots on the weekend. Like he gave Kurt Tippett a goal on a putter, just, you know, the handball and in the goal square. And but Buddy's more than playing his role. But it was good to see. I thought Isaac Heaney was a really good player for us up there forward too. I think he kicked four, but it was more also how he went about it.
Teddy, go back 5 or 6 months ago. Were you concerned for Buddy in relation to his health, and did you expect him to come back in this form?
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't. You know what? What transpired at the end of last season. The poor guy was, you know, as we heard, was in a bad way. And of course I was, you know, concerned for him. And
did you know that at the time he was in a bad way when he was playing last year?
Nah, wasn't aware because he was able to kind of he was able to kind of cover it up, I guess. And yeah, wasn't aware of it. And he's, you wouldn't say that there was anything in his on-field performance that indicated anything like that. So yeah, if anyone had to had the troubles that like Buddy had, you, of course you'd be concerned. And I guess yeah, to see how he started back in pre-season and what he's then done in the NAB Cup and then through the first 4 or 5 rounds of this year, it's been great to see.
Yeah, you wouldn't have known that there was an issue at all with what he's done.
Nah, which is even more credit to him. The fact that, you know, what is it, four goals every week. It's incredible consistency and especially at a time when it seems like forwards kicking bags of goals are becoming rarer and rarer. So Buddy's been able to do it week after week.
Now, we know, and you mentioned Isaac Heaney contributed 4 goals as well, but is there too much reliance on Franklin in your forward half, Ted?
Yeah, well, like I said earlier, the best forward lines are the ones that aren't relying on just one guy. And if we can't rely on Buddy to kick 4 each week, because if you take away those 4, there's, you know, there's 24 points that we, you know, we've got to find from somewhere else. So I think we have been more dangerous this year than previous years. Like I said before, Isaac kicked 4. Kurt Tippett, unfortunately, we missed Callum Sinclair on the weekend, who's been a good player for us. He normally starts forward. So we have got good options there, but we are aware that we can't always rely on Buddy to kick his 4 each week.
Ted Richards from the Sydney Swans with us on RSN 927 Sports Heaven.
Who's had the better start to the season, Teddy, from a teammate standpoint, Dan Hannabury or Luke Parker, do you think?
It's a very good question. I'm not going to sit on the fence here. I'll go with Parks. I'll say Luke has, because I really rate the coaches association votes, and I think Parks is winning that. So if opposition coaches are rating Parks highly, then he's hurting the opposition. And yeah, it's been great to see for Parks, because Parks wasn't able to finish off the end of the season last year with his broken leg, and he's been able to come back in and just pick up where he left off.
He's a player that would inspire.
Yeah, so he's, if you kind of look at him, you wouldn't think there's too much to him. You know, he's not a huge guy or anything like that, but he's got a great ability to take contested marks. And he might have got mark of the round against GWS, where he ran back with the fight and somehow turned that into a screamer. Kicks goals, wins hard ball. And for I think he's 22, 23, he's got exceptional leadership. You know, he leads from the front. So, sorry, Hannes, but I'm going with Luke Parker so far.
Just on that point, is Luke Parker a future captain?
I couldn't see why not. He's in the leadership group, has been, I think, his second year now. To be fair, he's still quite young. And we've got 2 great captains right now, and McVeigh and Jack. But when the time comes, if Luke keeps going the way he is, I can't see why not.
Now, Ted, you've got West Coast, as you touched on earlier, but for the first time in 5 matches, you actually get to play them at home, which is a bit of a bonus. But you talked earlier about forward lines and having multiple options. Well, West Coast have got exactly that. It's a massive challenge for your back 6.
Yeah, exactly, Michael. I think a lot of people speak about Kennedy and Darling, but there's Lacroix, there's Yeo, there's quite, you know, and even Matanui will have his, there's genuine, probably maybe 6 or 7 threats down there. So it's a strength of theirs. And I only thought about that the other day, that they're going, yeah, it's probably Israel. We haven't played West Coast at the SCG in ages. So, about time we don't have to make that fight.
So who will you get, Ted? Who have you played on mostly when you've played West Coast?
Most of the time I've been on Kennedy. Yeah, Kennedy. And I think a few years ago he might not have played, so I have had time on Darling as well. But, you know, they're both similar type players where they're just, you know, really good, athletic, quick, key forwards. So that are capable of taking good marks on leads, but also good pack marks. So it'll be probably one of those two.
Teddy, we know the Swans have been to the grand final day before. What's your take on the draw situation?
It's a boring answer, but I kind of haven't looked too far ahead in comparing our draw to kind of others.
Grand final replay, if there was a draw on grand final day.
Sorry. I saw a tweet last night thinking, in 120 years, it's happened, three times where I'm all for it. I think that if you've worked that hard, and let's finish it off on that day. And it'd be a real spectacle if we do get a grand final in the not too distant future where it goes to extra time and then all of a sudden it needs to go to golden point. Surely you have to change your tactics and just all out attack.
Should be pretty exciting.
Should it be determined by a point or a goal?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it should be a goal. Otherwise, it just creates this ridiculous football. People just trying to snap things over their head from, you know, just trying to get anything. And I don't know what that means for a rush behind. And I think it'd still be a good brand of football if we're still encouraging a goal.
Good on you, Teddy. Great to chat. All the best against West Coast, mate. And we'll speak to you soon.
Okay, and I'll have the measurements for the 50s next week.
Thank you very much.
I'll give them to you now, Teddy. It's about 35 metres, that 50-metre arc.
Good on you, Ted.
All right, see you guys.
Ted Richards with us, RSN 927 Sports Heaven.